Title: Stepper Jungle Mid Base. Bounce and Range in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson we're going straight into that stepper jungle sweet spot where the drums are clean and driving, and the mid bass is doing the talking. Not sub weight, not huge re-smear. I mean, that cheeky mid bass bounce that makes the groove feel like it's skipping forward without ever losing control. The goal today is simple: build a 2-bar mid bass loop that locks with a stepper pattern, shape it with FX so it speaks, then bounce it to audio early, so we can do proper jungle style edits, slices, stutters, reverses, throws, and automation moves that add energy without making the low end messy. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174 BPM. I'll sit at 172. Set your grid to 16th notes, and organize your tracks into 3 groups: drums, bass, and music/FX. That little bit of structure pays off the moment you start printing and duplicating bass tracks. If you already have a stepper drum loop, perfect. If not, quick reminder, kick on 1 and 3 is the clean backbone, snare on 2 and 4, then hats and percussion doing the motion. The bass we build is going to weave around that kick and snare, especially respecting the snare. In stepper jungle, if your bass masks the snare, the whole thing collapses. Now, create a MIDI track called MID Bass MIDI. For the instrument, we'll use Operator because it's fast and surgical. Start simple. Operator algorithm set to a 2 out. Oscillator as a saw or square, and pull the level down a bit, like minus 6 dB, so you've got headroom for saturation later. Turn the filter on. Choose a 24 dB low pass. Put the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.35. We'll make it move later, but this sets the tone. We're aiming for mid articulation, not full range buzz. Now the big bounce lever. The amp envelope, make it plucky. Attack basically instant, 0 to a few milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it's essentially a little doof each time. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it doesn't click off unnaturally. Here's a teacher tip that makes this style snap into place. Chase the skip with note length, not volume. People obsess over velocities, but the illusion of bounce and stepper often comes from tiny changes in gate time. 60 milliseconds versus 110. It changes how the groove leans into the next drum hit. So yes, vary velocity a bit, but also zoom in and intentionally vary note ends, especially the notes that lead into the snare on 2 and 4. Now program a 2-bar pattern. Keep it in the mid register, around F1 to A1. We're going to build the sub separately, so don't try to make this track to everything. A classic stepper syncopation could be hits on 1.1, then 1.2.3, then 1.3.3, then 1.4.2. And in bar 2, copy the idea, but change the last hit, or add a little pickup near the end, like around 2.4.4, so the loop has a question and answer feel. Once the MIDI is in, quick check, is there space around the snare? If the bass is stepping directly on 2 and 4, shorten it or move it. Stepper jungle loves bass that frames the snare, not fights it. Now let's build the FX chain, because this lesson is FX focused, and the chain is where the bass turns from a plain synth note into something that feels like it's speaking. On the MID bass track, add devices in this order. First, saturator. Choose a mode like soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. And then compensate output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Optional. Turn on color for extra grit. What we're doing here is building harmonics so the bass reads on smaller speakers. This is mid bass, so we want it audible without needing the sub, but we still want it controlled, not just loud. Next, auto filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass as well. Start the frequency somewhere around 250 to 800 Hz. Resonance around 0.25 to 0.45. Now the key, use the filter envelope. Put the envelope amount somewhere like plus 15 to 35. Attack very fast, like 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. This is where the wah happens. Each hit gets a little vowel shape. It's subtle, but it's a huge part of that jungle mid articulation. After that, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or set something around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, if you want more control. Ratio 2 to 1. You're only aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is stabilization, not squashing. And yes, you can try soft clip on the glue, but be careful. It's easy to steal transient punch from the bass note and make it feel smaller. Then add EQ8. High pass the mid bass somewhere around 90 to 130 Hz. The exact number depends on your key and where your sub is going to live, but the principle is non-negotiable. The sub gets its own clean mono lane. High pass the mid so you can get aggressive without wrecking low-end clarity. If the mid sounds boxy, sweep around 250 to 450 Hz and dip a couple dB. And if it needs a bit of bite to speak through hats and snares, a tiny bell around 1 to 2 kHz can help. But keep it tasteful. Now we create the bounce space with sidechain. Add Ableton's compressor at the end of the chain, and turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack super fast. 0.2 to 1 millisecond. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of reduction on each kick. And listen to the release time like it's a rhythm instrument. If it's too fast, the bass gets jittery and nervous. If it's too slow, it turns into big pumping that fights the stepper roll. Coach note. Make your sidechain consistent with a ghost trigger lane. If your kick pattern changes during fills, your bass suddenly stops breathing the same way, and the groove feels like it trips. So create a MIDI track called a C-Trig, route it to a muted click or muted kick, and sidechain both mid and sub, from that instead of the audible kick. Your groove stays consistent even when the drums get fancy. Now build the sub layer. Create a MIDI track called a SUBI MIDI. Use operator again, oscillator as a sine wave, filter off, amp envelope slightly longer than the mid so it feels stable, release around 120 to 200 milliseconds. Keep the notes simpler, follow the root notes of the mid pattern, but don't copy every little syncopation. In this genre, the sub is the foundation, the mid is the character actor. Add utility on the sub, set width to 0%. Mono, always, trim the gain so it sits under the mid, and sidechain it as well. Usually less than the mid. Aim for 1 to 4 dB reduction. Now we get to the fun part, printing the mid bass. And here's the mindset shift that makes jungle production fast. Print early. Audio editing is half the sound. Method 1 is cleanest, freeze and flatten. Right-click the MID bass MIDI track, freeze, then right-click again and flatten. Rename it mid bass audio print. Now you've got audio with the whole effects chain baked in. Method 2 is more creative, resample a performance. Create an audio track called MID Bass Resample. Set audio from to the MID Bass MIDI track, Coast FX. Arm it and record 8 bars while you ride the filter cutoff, resonance, maybe even the saturator drive. This gives you a performed bass movement that feels human and slightly unpredictable. Extra coach move, work in two prints. A clean print that's stable, and a perform print where you recorded your moves. Then blend the perform print quietly underneath the clean one. That gives motion without sacrificing consistency. It's a pro trick, because it keeps your bass dependable while still feeling alive. Now, once you've got your audio print, let's prep it for slicing. Select a clean 2-bar section and consolidate it. That makes editing easier, and it keeps your loop boundaries clean. Then right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transients for a more natural chop, or by 1/8 notes for something more grid-based. Use simpler in slice mode. Now you can play your bass like a drum kit. Reorder hits, create little stutters before snares, or build call and response between bar 1 and bar 2. Inside simpler, turn on the filter and map the filter frequency to a macro so you can quickly do closing moments. This is one of those jungle things where the bass almost ducks emotionally, not just dynamically. Now, super important, clip gain is your secret weapon after printing. Don't normalize. Instead, click into your audio clip and adjust clip gain on individual hits, so the perceived energy stays even before you hit more compression or saturation. This is how you keep edits sounding intentional instead of random. Also, phase check at the crossover. Even if you high pass the mid at, say, 110 Hz, there can still be overlap with the sub around 60 to 90 Hz depending on harmonics. Temporarily use utility to invert phase on the mid or sub, and choose the setting that gives you more solid weight around the crossover. Then turn the phase experiment into a decision and move on. Now let's arrange. We'll do a simple 16 to 32 bar structure, because stepper jungle lives and dies by arrangement momentum. Here's a clean 32 bar template. Bars 1 through 8. Intro tease. Drums and very light mid bass hints. Keep the mid filter down, like 200 to 350 Hz. So you feel it more than you hear it. This builds anticipation. Bars 9 through 24, the drop and development. Open the filter up. Depending on your sound, you might open as high as 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. And make variations every 4 or 8 bars, Not every bar. If everything is a moment, nothing is a moment. Bars 25 through 32. Outro or transition. Strip elements, use throws, and filter down. Now let's talk FX moves that actually work for the style without ruining the groove. First, auto filter automation on the mid print. In the intro, keep it closed. At the drop, open it. And at transitions, add a tiny resonance bump. Not a whistle, just a little edge that tells the ear we're turning the page. Second, reverb throws, but selective. Set up a return track called RVB throw with hybrid reverb. Plate mode is perfect. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. High cut around 4 to 7kHz, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, then automate the send only on the last bass hit of a phrase, like, literally one hit. That's how you keep jungle clean and tight while still getting that big space moment. Third, delay throws. Another return. DLY throw. Use delay set to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it so lows below 250 to 400 Hz are cut. Same deal. Automated on a single hit before a snare, or right before the drop. Fourth, reverse bass pickups. Duplicate a hit, reverse it, fade it in, and place it an eighth to a quarter note before a transition. It's simple, but it's one of those instantly readable jungle gestures.